Back to the 2012 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
This is the 2013 Shore Conference Tournament, by the way, as we get set for game number one of two. It'll be St. John Vianney and Point Pleasant Borough in the opener, and then followed up by the one versus four game. That will be Red Bank Catholic against Middletown South. Let's run through the starting lineups for you. First for Point Pleasant Borough as the 3C. The Panthers coming in 23-1 under the direction of head coach Dave Drew. They will start in the backcourt, a sophomore, 5'7", number 12, Lindsay Havens. She'll be joined by number 23, Kelly Hughes. Hughes, a 5'11 senior. And where's number 23? Lauren Hughes, Kelly's sister, wears number 25, 5'11 forward, joined in the front court by number 30, Kerry Malik, a 5'11 senior, and 5'11 senior number 31, Jess Mackey. Meanwhile, for St. John Vianney, 15-9, the Lancers are. That was good enough to get them the 2 seed in the tournament, and they have rolled to a couple of wins over Mattawan and Point Pleasant Beach. Dawn Carpell, the head coach of the Lancers, and she will start a young lineup tonight with a couple of freshmen led by number 12, Emily Uribe. Uribe, a 5'8 player that plays in the backcourt. She's joined by number 14, Lindsay Rowe. Rowe, the lone senior in the starting lineup, 5'9", averaging a team-high 14 points per game. Number 22 is Kelly Campbell, part of a four-guard alignment, 5'7", freshman, joined by number 42, Jackie Gallagher, who is a 5'5", junior, and the lone frontcourt player, Katie Berriod. She is a 6-foot junior, 9 points per game and 5 rebounds per contest.
So there we go, our starting lineup. And as you mentioned, Dawn Carpell, the Vianney coach, who's had tremendous success. And David Drew, who's had a lot of success on his own for Point Pleasant Borough. You know, Matt, here's another one for you. You know, we kid off the air. You know, I talk about how old I obviously am because things have changed. When did it become part of the pregame handshake to now fist the officials? The officials.
Well, you need them on your side.
Yeah, but do you know, during the state tournament, they don't allow you to do that. The teams are instructed, do not go near the officials.
Huh.
But I've noticed that on the boys and girls this year, that there's this, you know, when they go over and they fist the officials, of course, you know, in about 2 minutes, they start saying other teams to the officials.
A little fist pound, that's all right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's cheesy.
Negative.
It's cheesy.
Don't start negative tonight. Right, Brad? Negative Nancy in between us here. Come on. The Lady Lancers will be in white. Lady Lancers on the front of the uniforms in black with the gold and black numerals for Point Pleasant Borough. They're away. Black jerseys. Borough in gold. The white outline. Same for the numerals and the black shorts. A spot in Saturday afternoon's final on the line. The winner of this one matches up with the winner of Red Bank Catholic and Middletown South. Jumping center, Jess Mackey for Point Borough, and it will be number 23, Katie Berriant for St. John Vianney. The opening tip is won by the Lancers, who move left to right on your radio dial. Campbell swings around the perimeter, gets it back from Gallagher. Zone defense to start for Point Borough. On the left side, Lindsay Rowe has it. Up top, Uribe. Going to fire a three, long-range three, and hit. And it was a college-range three, 3-0 St. John Vianney.
Not bad for a freshman, huh?
Press break put on. Havens has it for Point Borough. This is Lauren Hughes with a long three of her own, and she answers from the outside. We're tied at three. Campbell will bring it up court here for St. John Vianney. Gallagher looking to pop it inside. It's intercepted by Malik. Up ahead of the field for Kelly Hughes. One-on-one to the basket. Missed the layup. And the rebound taken down by Berrion. Up court in transition to 3-on-2. Left side layup up and in for Lindsay Rowe. 5-3 St. John Vianney. This game's got some pace to it already. Malik on her way to the basket will get called for a traveling violation. And it will go to St. John Vianney. You know, you got to wonder the pace of this game, Kevin, just a minute in. St. John Vianney would love to get Point Borough in a track meet.
I would imagine they would. On that missed layup by Kelly Hughes, I think she expected to get fouled, almost tried to draw a little contact and could not make the layup.
Berriant misses the layup inside, gets her own rebound back and puts it up and in. Now a 7-3 advantage for St. John Vianney. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Haven's going to try a quick three from the outside from the left. That's no good. Rebounded inside by Lauren Hughes. That's off the mark. Havens with another attempt, no good. Lauren Hughes gets it back for another opportunity for Point Borough. Havens maybe got away with a walk.
Yes,
Maki up top. Havens drives baseline on the left. Gets some contact. Gets her own rebound back off the miss. Missing again. There's Hughes with another rebound. And this time, Lauren Hughes is fouled, and she will go to the free throw line. Kerry Marrick.
Five shots. Four offensive rebounds. Some missed chippies, but give the Panthers credit for continuing to attack the offensive glass and earn a spot on the line.
Kerry Malik will step to the free throw line for two. First one is up and good. Second one coming. Malik, good player. 12 points per contest, averaging 5 rebounds per game. Second one up and also good.
Younger sister, of course, of Ryan Malik, who's an outstanding football and basketball player at Point Borough, now playing football at Virginia Tech.
Malik steps in the passing lane. Loose ball picked up. Kelly Hughes in transition, slowing it down just a little bit. Havens goes baseline, cut off on the left. Now drive to the foul line. The kick for Malik. The kick back out for Havens. Her three is on the way. That rims out no good. And Campbell able to take down the rebound for St. John Vianney. Campbell looking for the return pass off a feed from Uribe. That's batted around. And the loose ball cleared by Mackey. Kelly Hughes trying to get going. Missing the layup from the left side. Havens keeps it in play. Another offensive rebound for Point Borough. Lauren Hughes, top of the key. Driving against Campbell. Pulls back out. Flips off to her left. Double comes. Lauren Hughes gets it. Skip pass for Maki, who's going to drive, have her shot blocked in the lane by Rowe. Pass up ahead of the field. Rowe in transition, drives, and she will get called for a travel.
Little out of control on the break. And as you said, the pace has been pretty good for the first 3 minutes of this one. A lot of stolen passes have led to fast break opportunities on both sides.
5:05 to go in the opening quarter. St. John Vianney leads Point Borough 7-5. Lauren Hughes in transition. Here is Malik with a long-range jumper, a two-pointer, but it's good. Malik with four, and we are tied at 7. Campbell brings it up court. The feed inside, Berriant driving down the middle of the lane and flipped it up and in. She's got four, and the Lancers back up 9-7. Lauren Hughes looking to drive. Kick to the outside, right corner jumper up and in for Malik. She's got the touch with 6, and we're tied at 9.
Offensive plenty. Both these teams getting the ball up court quickly and not hesitating to shoot.
Uribe looking to drive, slices through the defense and lays it in from the right side. The freshman with 5, and back we go with St. John Vianney up 11-9. Lauren Hughes, quick 3. That's off the mark. Rebound tracked down by Maki. Havens with trouble. Lauren Hughes going to launch one from deep. That's off the mark. Berriant with the rebound. Tied up by Mackey for a second, but able to keep control. And out of the pile comes Jackie Gallagher for the Lady Lancers. 3:45 to play in the opening quarter. Berriant looking to drive. Goes right past Malik and is fouled. Will go to the line for 2 shots.
That a bit of a lazy foul by Malik, who got beat off the dribble, and as soon as Berriant went past her, just reached out and grabbed her arm.
First one on the way. Off the mark, no good.
Matt, how about the number of three-point attempts for Borough already? They've had to take 6 or 7 threes in the first few minutes of this game here.
Well, you know what, Kevin? I don't know that they've had to, but they have.
Yeah, the...
They've really rushed a lot of shots. It's like first open player as Berriant missing the free throw. There's a tie-up on the floor. On the possession arrow, it'll be Point Borough basketball. And the interesting part, I think, about it is Kelly Hughes hasn't taken any of those three-pointers yet.
Yeah. First substitution of the game, Gabrielle Caponegro in for St. John Vianney will replace Berriant, who leads with 4 points. Just missed 2 free throw opportunities there.
Caponegro, the sister of the 2 former Wall football players, Blaze and Connor. Here is Kelly Hughes trying to get on track. And at the foul line, she'll get her first basket and tie it up at 11.
Got the shooter's touch off the front rim, backboard, and in.
Also into the game, Kelly Crouch for St. John Vianney. Another freshman. She's got it right now. Swing around the perimeter for Gallagher, who sees a seam in the lane, drives down the right side. Had the ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with St. John Vianney. Substitution into the game for Point Borough. It's number 13, Jamie Pike, 5'7 junior. Off the inbound, Gallagher has it left wing. Up top, it's Rowe. Flip to the right side. The three on the way from Crouch just off the bench, and she scores.
Wow.
Good touch to give St. John Vianney a 14-11 advantage. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Pike flipping more left now for Maki. Around the perimeter, Malik. Kelly Hughes having to work very hard just to get the ball. Maki inside, left off for Malik. This is Pike with a jumper from the right. Both of these teams red hot to start. After kind of a shaky couple of first minutes, they both settled in. 14-13, St. John Vianney with 2:25 to go in quarter number one.
Subs come off the bench and each hit their first shot.
Zone defense look again here for Point Borough. Gallagher will get called for a travel on her way to the basket. Substitution back in. Emily Uribe will come in for St. John Vianney. We'll take out Jackie Gallagher. Three freshmen on the floor right now for St. John Vianney. Uribe, Campbell, and Crouch.
That bodes well for the future.
Doesn't it seem to always bode well for the future?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Kelly Hughes getting the return pass. Driving, count it, and the foul from down on the left block. Little give and go.
Yeah, Maki with an excellent bounce pass on the give and go, and Hughes was able to muscle up the basket and draw the foul. That foul is on Lindsay Rowe, her first team foul number two, and Hughes will go to the line trying to complete the three-point play. Berriant and Gallagher back in for the Lady Lancers.
Hughes, good free throw shooter. We'll try and complete the three-point play and give Point Borough a two-point edge. And she makes it. 5 points for Kelly Hughes, 16-14, Point Borough. Gallagher back into the game for St. John Vianney. Berriant posting up down low, low block. Campbell gets a touch now on the left wing. One bounce to her right. Skip pass in the corner for Crouch. Back now to Campbell, top of the key. Pike plays her with the screen. Open player was Rowe. Check it, Uribe. That's off the mark. Uribe able to get it back, and then it's tied up on her way to the basket. Jump ball call as Lauren Hughes stepped in the dribble lane for Point Borough to tie it up on the arrow. It will be St. John Vianney basketball. Gallagher for Uribe. Pass deflected by Kelly Hughes, but Gallagher collects the loose ball. Less than 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Berriott for Crouch. Now it is Uribe driving, threw up an air ball. Loose ball picked up by Lauren Hughes. Hughes gets it back from Malik. Maki looking to drive. Will feed off here for Pike, who will get called for a traveling violation on a made layup.
Well, even when they get called for a violation, the ball's going in. Is the shooting percentage quite good here in the opening quarter? A minute and 11 left in the first period. Point Borough up 16-14.
Panthers put on some pressure. St. John Vianney breaks it with speed. Three on one. Berriant missing the layup from the left side. Rebound taken down by Kelly Hughes. Thought of as a shooter, but she averages 10 rebounds per game. Inside of a minute, Point Borough 16, St. John Vianney 14. Bounce pass on the inside. Malik, right side, layup up and in.
But Malik got great position inside. Used her body to shield and scores her eighth point of the night.
Zone offense for St. John Vianney. Rowe pulls out. Campbell resets right side. Now it's Uribe flashing for Gallagher at the foul line. Gallagher, a smaller player, dribbles back out. Campbell, good ball fake, drives down the lane, and a foul will come here. That's not good news for Point Borough. It's going to go against Malik. That is her second.
And she will have to come out, and Brielle Barber, A 5'7 junior will take her place, but the Panthers will lose a little bit of an inside presence on this substitution.
And I think that's the one spot, too, that Point Borough has an edge, is posting up Malik inside. Well, now, wait a second. They just changed the foul and gave it to Maki instead. Ooh.
Well, what a break that was.
I don't think Dave Drew is going to argue.
I don't know if anyone from Vianney actually picked it up because I didn't see Maki in the play.
She wasn't anywhere close to the play, unless they put the number up wrong, but they're pretty good here at Brookdale. Free throw up and back rimmed by Campbell. And with 15 seconds left, Point Borough will walk it up, leading 18-15. Kelly Hughes with it, back near the half-court line. Maki flashes out high, gets back to Kelly Hughes. Hughes dribbling out of a double team, in some trouble, lets it go as the clock expires and couldn't get it off. Good first quarter, as you would expect from the two and the three seeds in the Shore Conference Tournament. Point Borough 18, St. John Vianney 15. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Shore Conference Tournament on the girls' side, right here on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here from the 2009 Shore Conference Tournament. Only kidding. 2013 Shore Conference Tournament. 18-15. Point Borough with the advantage. 8 points for Kerry Malik, Kevin. She has been the story so far for the Panthers.
Outstanding job underneath. And, you know, Matt, really a huge break there late in the first quarter. We thought for sure that she had picked up her second foul and would have to take a seat on the bench, but instead they gave it to Jess Maki, so each player with just a foul, no problems there. So Point Borough inbounds to start quarter number two, the Panthers up three.
Here's Malik at the top of the key, handing off to Maki, pulls back out, gives to Malik. Kelly Hughes still trying to find that outside shot that she loves to fire up. 48 three-pointers on the season coming in. Lauren Hughes with it now, handing off to Kelly Hughes. Back to Lauren. Bounce pass on the right side for Maki. Malik, open step back from the left elbow. She is red hot. 10 points as she drains that one.
Inside and outside for Malik to start this semifinal.
Vianney working the ball around the perimeter. Campbell. One bounce to her left, gives off to Rowe. Uribe, Berriant, and Gallagher on the floor as well for St. John Vianney. Good give-and-go feed for Berriant, who misses the layup inside. Great hard work. Got her own rebound back. Count that one and the foul.
Well, shame on the girls in black and gold because four of them watched Katie Berriant miss a shot and grab the rebound, and nobody made a move. And then a reach-in foul, the second on Maki, will send Berriant to the line to try and complete a three-point play.
Maki will take a seat on the bench.
That's just a lazy play, Matt.
Berriant missing the free throw. 20-17 in favor of Point Borough. Lauren Hughes with a three from the outside. She's good. 6 points, two threes for Lauren Hughes. 23-16, Point Borough's opened up their biggest lead of the night. Berriant looking to drive. Kicks in the far side corner for Lindsay Rowe. Rowe thought about the shot, goes left wing for Gallagher. Now it's Campbell flipping back off for Rowe. Gallagher in the left wing spot. Uribe gets it, top of the key. 6:20 to go in the first half. Point Borough up by six. Gallagher looking to drive, handing off. On the drive, it is Uribe missing the runner from the left side. Rebound tipped up a couple of times, taken down by Kelly Hughes. Hughes will hold it and work one-on-one against Rowe. On the switch, it's Campbell who now has her. Pass off to the right side for Malik. Working against Berriant. Ball was kicked out of bounds. It will stay with Point Borough.
You know, the one thing that may be the most surprising here is the Lady Lancers are known for playing great team defense, and Point Borough, Matt, has had no trouble getting good looks at the basket.
And they've had a lot of open shots, and to their credit, they're making all those shots. Kelly Hughes, some trouble with it. Gets it back, fires up a long three. That's good. Whoa. That was from Red Bank.
Wow.
8 points for Hughes, her first three. And a nine-point advantage for Point Barrow, 26-17.
Can they keep up this shooting?
Around the perimeter, Campbell gets it back. Looking to drive, goes to the baseline. Tried to use the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, putback attempt by Rowe is off the mark. And the rebound by Kelly Hughes. Hughes looking to go in transition. Feeds off on the right side, Lauren Hughes. Now Malik will take a three from the corner and hit. Unconscious the Panthers are right now. 29-17, up by a dozen. Timeout taken on the floor. We break as well. 5:09 to go in the first half. It's all Point Barrow right now. 29-17. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back from the Collins Arena at Brookdown Community College, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams. 5 minutes to play as St. John Vianney brings the ball up court in the first of two girls semifinal matchups. Panthers lead 29-17. Point Barrow shooting unconscious from the field right now. On the drive, the layup attempt is missed by Uribe. Loose ball picked up by Lauren Hughes. Kelly Hughes brings it up court. Malik has it left wing.
Trio of three-pointers this quarter alone for the Panthers.
Here is Kelly Hughes on the drive. Goes glass left side. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound back. Was fouled on the way up. Didn't get the basket to go, but will go to the line for two.
Foul be on Lindsay Rowe, her second. Third team foul. Kelly Hughes, as Matt mentioned earlier, a terrific free throw shooter on the line for two.
88% on the season. First one on the way is good. You'd think that would probably be the team high, right?
Not, huh?
But it's not. Her sister shoots at 92%.
Wow.
Second one as the first attempt good. That also good. 10 points for Kelly Hughes. Puts her in double figures. And a 14-point advantage right now for Point Barrow, 31-17. Gallagher with it on the left sideline. At the high post, Berriant skips in the corner for Caponegro. Down low, back to Berriant. Missing the inside shot from the left block. And another rebound for Kelly Hughes. 4:15 to play in the first half. Kelly Hughes out of the post. Pulls back out. Double comes. Lauren Hughes open from the right corner. That's off the mark. And the rebound tipped by Berriant. Goes to Campbell. In transition, Gallagher will take a long two. Way off the mark. Rebound poked out of bounds by Campbell. And it'll be Point Barrow basketball with 3:56 to play in this first half. 31-17 Panthers.
And the Lancers have gone cold in this second quarter. Just 2 points on a Berriant field goal early in the quarter.
Jamie Pike with the ball. Playing a lot of minutes here for Maki, who's got the two personal fouls for Point Barrow.
I would expect Vianney to really start picking up the defensive pressure here.
Ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Point Barrow. Off the inbound, Malik has it. On the drive, Havens couldn't hold the pivot foot. She'll get called for a travel.
Brielle Barber back in for the Panthers, replacing Lindsay Havens.
Campbell will bring it up court here with 3 minutes, 25 seconds to go in the first half. Uribe on the right wing, bouncing left for Campbell. Campbell for Berriant. Backs her way down, a lot of contact. No call either way, and Berriant uses the glass on the left side to get her fourth basket. She's got eight, lead has been trimmed to 31-19.
Might have got away with a charge there, but she did get away with it.
Kelly Hughes trying to work herself free for a shot, dumping it down low. It's Pike to get called for the travel.
That's three travels in the last four possessions for the Panthers. And the one thing they cannot do is let up on this run. They had a 14-point lead. I think we would both agree, Matt, they're not going to keep up this kind of shooting. They've got to build and hold that lead as long as they can.
Campbell flipping off on the right for Uribe. On the right corner, Gallagher cut off baseline. Caponegro with it. Picks up her dribble. Uribe around the perimeter. Campbell, good ball fake, drives left side. And a foul will come against Lauren Hughes, four-point Burrow. Her first.
Fouls number 25, Lauren Hughes. That's her first.
Fourth team foul on Point Burrow. And to the line here for two, the freshman Kelly Campbell, who makes the first one.
Second leading scorer on the team, averaging 12 a game. That her first point of the afternoon or the evening.
Campbell from the free throw line, about 74% on the season. Second one up, also good. 3 points now for her. Full court pressure by St. John Vianney. This is really their trademark, and a timeout has been called by Dave Drew, I think, to talk about the pressure. And Kevin, I would imagine echoing what we just talked about. Up by 10 points with 2 minutes and 34 seconds left. Almost like, hey, girls, we've worked really hard to build this lead. Let's not let it slip away because of some pressure that St. John Vianney might do.
And the Lady Lancers are not going to fold up and go away and say, well, you know, this is not our night. You know, if Burrow's not careful, they'll go into the locker room, look it up, will be a six-point game, and all of a sudden, you know, the Vianney team will be right back in it. There's sports fun for all at Good Sports. Join their leagues and clinics for all ages in their newly expanded Turf Arena. Ask about Good Sports birthday parties, too. Good Sports on Route 38 in Wall. Call 732-681-8898 or visit goodsportsusa.com. I think that's Route 138, right?
138.
Yeah.
Or 38. I mean, if you're up, you know, if you're a Monmouth County guy, you just say 38.
Yeah.
We know where you're at.
All right. Thanks for being a good sport, Matt.
Point Burrow will bring it up court with 2:25 to go in the opening half. Panthers lead by 10. Kelly Hughes for Malik on the right side. Right back to Hughes. Gets a screen from Lauren Hughes. Double comes. Someone should have been open. A little late on the pass. Maki's checked back into the game. We'll keep an eye on her. She's got the two fouls. Hughes going to drive, and an offensive foul will be called on Kelly Hughes. Her first, it'll be the fifth team foul.
What'd you think of that call?
A little rough.
Yeah.
I would say. Hate to be.
I didn't think the girl had position at all. I thought she slid her feet in. And we've got a pretty good shot being high overhead the Collins Arena here, but doesn't matter what we think.
Well, I'd say if Berriant was fouled, then so should Lauren. Kelly Hughes should have been right there. Well, we're calling both offensive. Missed three-pointer by St. John Vianney. Rebounded by the Panthers. They will bring it up court here with a minute 45 to play and leading 31-21.
Lancers have tightened up the defense for sure.
Lauren Hughes stopping at the foul line. Kelly Hughes getting it back. Clearing some space out for another long three. That one just off the mark. Rebound tipped up a couple of times and then taken down by Havens, who wants to run. In transition, goes right to the glass on the left side and rolls it up there. And somehow it drops in. It's like something out of the Globetrotters right there, the way that ball spun up.
Six straight for Vianney. It's an eight-point game.
Foul will come here as Malik was hacked at.
I think that'll be on Uribe, her first.
Just the second team foul. I'm sorry, fourth team foul. My mistake on St. John Vianney. Off the inbound. Three on the way. That's off the mark from Barber. Loose ball was tipped, and it will go back to St. John Vianney.
I think the Panthers have sort of lost their poise a little bit here.
Well, they've lost their edge a little, too.
There's no question about that. It was 31-17. It's six in a row for the Lady Lancers, who are down eight and can cut it to six on this possession as we approach the one-minute mark here in the opening half.
Campbell breaks the timeline with the dribble, flips off to the right for Uribe. High-low game set up. Caponegro and Berriant both working the post. Gallagher wanting Berriant. Ball was deflected. Campbell gets it. Here's a three by Uribe. Is good. That lead continuing to dwindle as Uribe hits her second three. She's got eight, and it's now 31-26.
Sure the Panthers will hold for one here.
Kelly Hughes working against Campbell. Goes behind the back. Flipping in the left corner for Havens. Malik has it. Kelly Hughes gets it back again. Now it is a jumper on the way and up and in for Havens, who's got two baskets in the quarter, 33-26. Last shot attempt here will be St. John Vianney's. Gallagher getting the screen from Berrion, wanting the screen and roll. Ball almost went out of bounds. We're at 3 seconds. We're now at 2 seconds. Uribe tries to get one off. Not sure if it would have counted even if it had gone. And we will head into the halftime locker rooms with Point Pleasant Borough leading this one by a score of 33-26. Panthers outscore the Lancers 15-11 in that second quarter. We'll step out here, take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, break this one down for you a little bit, talk about what we have coming up tonight and later this week on the Shore Sports Network. Busy, busy week for us. 33-26 in favor of Point Pleasant Borough. We're back right after this 2-minute timeout on the Shore Sports Network.